Well, for the first time, we get to talk to Dan Campbell after a win. We are happy. We know you're happy. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. It certainly feels good.
Did the boys get Victory Monday?
Well, it was a little bit. I guess it was half of a Victory Monday. I had them come in and lift and run with our strength coach, and they chose to do it as a team. So yesterday morning they all came in together, and then that was it. And then they touched base with their coaches just on the film. So it was half of a Victory Monday.
How enjoyable was it to be able to give that message after a win? And just the locker room after the game, how enjoyable was that moment for you and the team?
I mean, it was, yeah, you know, it's very enjoyable. I mean, that's what we do all this for, is to win. And, you know, and for us, it's you know, it's been a long time coming, and there's a lot of emotions pent up. And so, you know, it felt good, you know, and that's what you want for those guys. You want them to know what it feels like, particularly those young guys. And so it was good. It was just, man, it was good to win. I was happy for those guys.
It showed, because we always said it looks like, you know, this team is, you've talked about too, they're playing hard. They don't give up. They play with all they got, and, you know, maybe they're not as talented as other teams. But what happened in that locker room proved to at least us, and I'm sure to you, how much they care about you.
Well, I think they care. Look, this team cares about each other. I mean, we've all just kind of bunkered in here and gone to work, and the coaches as well. And that, look, that's all you can do, man. When the thing, you hit these patches like we've hit, all you can do is try to improve on what you've done and stay the course and just trust in the process and know that, no, man, it's not easy. I mean, this is not easy, but it is what also makes it great. I mean, it just does. As hard as it is to have success, you know, that's what makes it so sweet. So, it's a good group that come to work, and we got one.
So I know that there's always things that you look at in a game and you're like, gosh, I wish I would have done that different. I wish we would have completed this pass. Late in the game with about 4 minutes left, it's fourth and one. Walk us through the decision to, one, go for it and not punt, but then also to call a pass when it was such a short, was of a fourth and a foot.
Yeah, I well, first of all, I knew I wanted to go for it. Like, that didn't even cross my mind as far as not doing that. I had confidence that we would get it, and I thought we'd get a first down, continue to drive it down the field and hopefully finish the game out in a 4 minute mode. You know, and that didn't work out, but I kind of said this yesterday. It was more of, I regretted more the third down call than I did the fourth. Now, you know, the fourth, was it great? No, it wasn't great play. By the way that they played, the front they played, where the linebacker was, but yet, you know, we do things just a little bit different, just on our release there at receiver. Maybe, you know, we outflank them with Jamal. So, but look, it didn't work out and puts us in a bind. Our defense goes out there you know, we give up a touchdown, but they hold them for the third 2-point conversion of the game, which is outstanding. And we get the ball back and we're able to do something with it. So, you're guaranteed to get the ball back. That's what you're guaranteed. And we were already up two, so, you know, it worked out, thank goodness, because had it not today, I'm sure you guys would be calling for me to be fired.
A lot of people were upset during the game on social media. And you know what? Analytically, that's my question. Does that, you know, go into your head during the game, or is it all just gut? And how much is the what happened in the Bears game, when you worried about your defense just giving up, you know, maybe even 35 yards and having them just kick a winning field goal?
No, I would say it was more. I knew going into this game that if we got in some of these fourth downs and manageable fourth and one, I was going to go for it, and I didn't care where we were at on the field because I felt like we needed to be aggressive. You know, this Minnesota's offense has been productive every week. They were putting up well over, you know, 25 points a game. And so I felt like we needed to be aggressive when it came to those. And so I kind of had that feeling, and then I trusted our guys, and you know, there again, if I could have one of those back, it would have been the third down call before that fourth down. I hated the play that I gave to our offense and Jamal. I didn't like that because we should have not even been in that fourth and one, in my opinion, had I called a better play.
I mean, going into the touchdown that you scored on fourth down, I think you guys were 4 for 24 in fourth down conversions. So, you know, it didn't make sense. But if you're going to do it, I thought, you know, quarterback sneak. But that didn't work earlier in the game. I know John said yesterday you would have punted, right, John?
I probably would have, yeah. But that's the difference between my philosophy, Dan's philosophy, right. and every coach has their own philosophy in that regard. So, Dan, take us through that final drive. There's a minute 50 left, no timeouts. Jared Goff and the offense takes the field. Take us through the thought process and the process of calling plays in that situation. How much do you do that? How much of it is Jared Goff getting to the line of scrimmage and making some of those calls?
Yeah, well, it's both. When it's running, it's on him. When the clock's running and we're moving, he's going. That's on him. When the clock stops and I gave him plays, we gave him plays, to get him stuff to have answers and to get him going again into the next play. I probably half and half right there. But he did a great job. I mean, look, I thought all our guys functioned well. They knew what we were in. They knew no timeouts. And yes, we had time, but at the same token, man, we got to go. And if we can get out of bounds, get out of bounds, certainly. And, I just thought, the way that he was able to just drive us down the field, keep his head, you know, he, because there was a couple of plays there before that whole drive, you know, he kind of had a rough patch. We'd gotten down there earlier on that third down, threw a pick, and so he kind of was in a little bit of a rough patch, and to be able to come back on that last drive and just keep his composure, you know, get back, snap back in, and just trust everything, trust his receivers, his protection, I thought was outstanding, man, and it proved to be the difference. So we just functioned well from everything from Godwin on the third down where he catches it and has the wherewithal to, all right, you know what, I think I can do this, and he breaks the perimeter and gets the first down and gets out of bounds. I mean, that's good stuff. So, and then just being able to take what's there and get some yardage and get out of bounds, get some yardage, get out of bounds, and get to the point where we had the play that we wanted to St. Brown, where we felt like, you know what, you got a real legit shot to make this happen now with where we're at. You know, it's hard when you're on the 25 to do that play, but, man, when you can get in there and hover around the 10, now all of a sudden it's a little different, 10, 15-yard line.
When you guys got caught for the delay of the game, you must have been going crazy inside.
I was a little frustrated.
So on the touchdown, were you, you know, not to criticize other teams, were you surprised at the defense that was
they were 15 yards off and it was 11 yards to the goal line?
Well, look, just because I know the nature of Zim, you know, I thought we might see a little more pressure earlier. Then, you know, our first pressure we got was down there when we hit the 20, around the 20, I guess.
Blitz Smith.
Yes, and that was close, you know. That was close. So I thought we'd see a little bit more, but I also, I'd say this too, man, if I put myself in Zim's shoes, why would I be aggressive? The Detroit Lions have not proven they can go all the way down the field in a 2-minute and score a touchdown all season for a game winner. So I can also see that. I see that, too. It's like, hey, man, make them earn it. Let's see if you can earn it, go all the way down the field and make this happen and win a game. So, look, I'm not going to complain about the coverage. So from where I'm sitting, worked out great. And, look, Goff did a great job. The old line blocked the rears off now. I mean, our protection was great. And then just those receivers in crunch time, particularly St. Brown there at the end.
I mean, St. Brown, I mean, the whole draft class, I mean, except for Iffy, who's injured, he's going to be playing shortly, really contributed in that game. And most teams don't have draft picks 1 through 7 make contributions. So you guys picked some pretty good players, it seems.
Well, they all contributed, to your point. You're right. They helped us win. But I tell you what felt really good is the fact that some of our best players this game – the guys that really showed up and played their best games and really, I mean, I'm talking about through the whole roster, was Aleem McNeil, Levi Onwuzurike, you know, St. Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, yeah, contributing. But, I mean, these guys, like,
yeah,
you know, they played big games for us, man, big NFL games. And, that man, that's encouraging. And, once again, these guys continue to grow. Barnes got in there and got a load, got better. We got Ify back this game. He contributed. So, that's what you want. You want your young guys to develop, and they're gaining invaluable experience right now. And now they finally got a taste of what it feels like to win and what you have to do to try to win in this league.
Now you go to Denver. I don't know, you've played there before, obviously. Altitude, you have to get there early to any adjustments. And by the way, I'm looking at the weather forecast, 50s and maybe some rain, so you don't have to worry about snow or wind.
No, it sounds like it's going to be pretty nice out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's going to be real nice. And so I don't think we'll have to worry about the weather. You know, I don't know. We're going to go out the day before. I'm not worried about the altitude. We should be fine. You know, I think more than importantly, it's just the opponent itself. This is a good team now.
Yeah, they're
and
in the playoff.
This defense is outstanding. So this is, you know, this team is, they just got beat, you know, the other night by Kansas City. But this team, you know, this is a better football team we just faced that was out there on the football field. It's a total team, talent and everything.
So I took the over, and we need to settle a little friendly wager here because TJ asked you this question after the game. So I took the over. How'd you do?
You know what? It was the under. It was the under. I was out of juice, man. I was out.
I get it. You're all spent. Well, hey, congratulations on your first win. Now, how repeatable is this? You mentioned the Onwuzurike, McNeil, Derek Barnes, St. Brown. How repeatable is it this year, the performance that they had?
Well, yeah, that's what we're looking for. I think we expect that. Now that we're getting to these, like we say, for Levi is a great example of this. We say this every week with Levi. It's, man, he's flashing even more this week. Oh, he's flashing even more, which means that he's still not completely consistent, but yet, golly, it's starting to show up more. So we're looking for this. Like we expect this. We expect them to show up and play consistent now and continue to do what they're doing. So that's the point with all this.
Dan, thanks a lot. Congratulations, and a great job the whole team did with paying tribute to the Oxford situation and that community. A lot of class by the Lions and all the teams around here for that, and everybody. But you guys, way to go! It was great.
I appreciate it, guys. Man, those people will always be in our hearts, man, in our prayers. So you guys have a good one.
All right, that's Dan Campbell, head coach of the Lions here on Stoney and Jansen, 97.1 The Ticket.